Welcome to The Abundance Journey, the show that helps spiritual entrepreneurs create an abundance mindset that accelerates revenue. Secretly, everything you experience in your life is actually abundance. Once you understand how to activate abundance, you find yourself in flow with your business and clients, so it's easy to create the revenue you want. The Abundance Journey is the only show that activates abundance for you, so you enjoy rapid results in your business. Here's your host, the Abundance Ambassador, Elaine Starling.
Question for you. Have you ever worked like mad to have it all? You know, where it's all about keeping up with society's expectations? You're doing everything right. But still, something just feels wrong. It's missing. Something's lacking. Well, there's an important part of yourself that you haven't tapped into. And that's why I'm so honored and grateful that we get to chat with Donald Young today, because he's been there, he's done that, and he found a solution that is really, really working for him. Now, Don Young was a very successful business leader, a pharmaceutical marketing executive. He was living the American dream, certainly as it relates to fame and fortune. I mean, he was on top of the world. But for some bizarre reason, he was a deeply unhappy, unfulfilled person. There was just something fundamentally missing from Don's life. Well, after spending his entire adult life desperate to find happiness through stuff, you know, things, nice cars, great house, all that material stuff, Don finally surrendered his heart to God, to love. Don experienced a powerful spiritual awakening. He is now a respected spiritual leader. He shares his spiritual journey through his website, DonaldHaroldYoung.com, where he posts daily devotions, short stories, and blog posts that are deeply personal and universally relatable. Don, thank you so much for joining me today. You are just a massive inspiration to me.
Thank you. It's great to be here. Thank you so much for the opportunity to connect and share my story. And I hope it resonates with other people as well in a way that's meaningful for them.
You know, I honestly think it will, because so many of us feel fractioned, like, you know, we're torn apart. We've got family obligations and work obligations and familial obligations. And there's just, you know, how do I take care of myself and still take care of other people? There are so many things pulling at us, so we don't feel whole and complete. And yet we are whole and complete. How ironic is that? One of the things that I always do here that's a little bit different with the Abundance Journey, we always start with an intention, which is how we want to feel and what we want to create during our time together. And you are such a powerful spiritual motivation. I really came up with what I think is a very strong intention. And for people who aren't familiar with intentions, think of it as very much like a prayer. It's almost like spiritual GPS. Now, I always start with in love and light, because to me, that's acknowledging that the God of your understanding is active and present and helping us with this intention. Then comes the intention, and that's like the address that we're typing into spiritual GPS. Then it's only good manners to say thank you, so I do. And at the very end, I always say it is done. And that's a reminder to me, to all of us, that we did our part. By just holding that intention and being very clear about what we want, the divine is eager to help us. The God of your understanding will help make this happen. And you're going to freak out when you experience this with me and Don, because through our conversation, you will experience this intention becoming true. You heard it here first. It's really going to happen. It's really going to work. How cool is that? You are that powerful a creator in conjunction with the God of your understanding. You're in partnership. So this is all about harnessing the partnership. Now, the latest research shows that human beings have a shorter attention span than a goldfish. We got lots going on upstairs. And so as a consequence, the God of your understanding isn't always sure when you really, truly mean it and you really, truly want it. So that's why we hold the intention for 78 seconds. And I've been doing this for years, and it always feels like an eternity to me. It just does. So here's a couple of tips, things that really work for me. Two different things you can do. One, pick a couple of words from the intention that really resonate with you, that just feel so good in your body. And just recite those words over and over again and saturate yourself in that deep, wonderful sensation of being. That's a great technique. It really works. Another thing to do is notice anything that comes up through your body. Maybe it's a little cool wave or tingles or you know, like you get goosebumps. Your body is feeling the sensation of energy starting to move. And that's really what we're doing with the help of the God of your understanding. We are getting the energy to move, and we're moving it in the direction of this intention. So tune into either words or physical sensations, or do both. Either way, it's a powerful experience, and you get to witness it coming true. Additionally, your energy is now connected to Dawn's energy and my energy, and we're both really good at this. So yeah, hang on to your hats, folks. This is going to be awesome. All right, Dawn, are you ready?
I am.
Okay. In love and light, we hold the intention that we acknowledge, appreciate, and enjoy the divine within, experiencing ourselves and our lives as ever unfolding love, miracles, and blessings. Thank you, divine. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It is done. We give thanks, and so it is. Wow, that was really intense for me.
Oh, nice.
That was amazing. I felt the energy just expand all the way around my body. And I kept hearing those words, ever unfolding love, miracles, and blessings. Ever unfolding love, miracles, and blessings. And that just felt so good. Wow. Thank you. Thank you for that. Now, Dawn, you're obviously very, very passionate about the work you're doing. I mean, you're posting every single day. You're sharing deeply personal insights and revelations. Why is it so important to you to share your journey and your experience with other people?
First, thank you for grounding us and setting us. Maybe we'll get into this a bit later, but it's so important now. One of the things that's come out of my spiritual awakening is taking time to do that in the morning and in the evening, and if I need to, during the day as well. So thank you for sharing that with things. So you asked about kind of why I'm sharing this. For me, God, the divine, is love. And so my philosophy is it's about giving and receiving. And so if I can share of myself with other people, I think that's what the universe intends for us to do, is we all have these fabulous, fantastic gifts and talents to kind of share that with the world, be vulnerable. Love is about vulnerability as well. But that for me is really what it's about. It's about sharing of myself, because I've been so blessed, and there's so much that I have gratitude for in my life now.
That is wonderful.
Wasn't always the case.
Yeah, you know, there are so many challenges that come up, right? And especially when you feel like you're really doing everything right. You're doing everything that society says is what you're supposed to be doing. And yet you just feel kind of empty.
Yeah.
So that's amazing that you were able to make that leap of faith. And I want to share something with you because this was something that I experienced during my stroke on New Year's Day 2005, when I was blessed to have a conversation with our higher power. And I got this complete download about how everything works. And one of the things I was shown, and science will back me up on this, the latest scientific research is if you imagine that the nucleus of an atom is about the size of a peanut, then the entirety of the atom would be an entire baseball stadium with all the parking lots on the outside. I mean, it's that huge. And the electrons and positrons and all that, they're really tiny compared to that peanut-sized nucleus. And they're floating around in all this empty space. Well, what the divine showed me is that empty space is actually where the divine lives. I was really blown away by that and a little bit like, oh my gosh, you know, people are watching me all the time, right? You know? And instead, I got this understanding that everything is love. Absolutely everything is love. So how do you expand love if everything is already love, right? A little bit of a catch-22. Well, you create human beings that don't experience everything is love. We get to experience contrast, you know, light and dark, right and wrong, yes and no, up and down. And that is deliberate. That contrast, that friction is there to inspire us to show up as love in the moment, because that's truly who we are. It's not always the easiest thing to do.
Yeah, no, I mean, this idea of love is, I mean, it for me, that's how I define the divine in the most simplest terms. And it's a love that's not about my selfishness. It doesn't mean you don't take care of yourself. You absolutely do take care of yourself, but you do it in a way that that is not detrimental to other people or to the planet as well.
Makes such a big difference. Now, I have to ask you a question because a lot of people don't quite get the connection. This is called the Abundance Journey, and we're talking about your connection with God, right? So how would you define abundance?
So I define abundance as everything that I have in my life that brings me joy, that helps me develop as a person. There's all these miracles around us and we don't necessarily see them. So I'll give you an example. Before, I would have looked at a sunset or a bird and go, oh, that's nice, I got to get back to work. Or, oh, it's a bird. Okay, fine, it's a bird, big deal. As opposed to taking a little time now, I'm like, wow, that bird, that hummingbird in particular, that's an amazing creature. See how it does this and do that? And then I look at a sunset and I think that sunset will never repeat itself again. Ever again, will never be the same. So when you see the abundance that's all around you to begin with, it's so much easier to recognize it in your life with the people that you have, the pets that surround you. I mean, it is miraculous when you look at it that way.
Yeah, totally miraculous. You know, it's almost like sometimes we have tunnel vision. We're super focused on something and we just ignore everything else. And this is the only thing I can see. And yet, when we take the time to activate our peripheral vision, it's kind of like if you ever watch shooting stars. I mean, of course, you have to look at one area of the sky. But when you open up your peripheral vision, any little stray of light will grab your attention and you can actually savor that shooting star. And that's what I hear you talking about, is now there's this richness, there's a fullness to life that was there all along. It's not like it didn't exist before. It's just you weren't tuned into it. You weren't connected to it. You weren't reaping the value of it. And so being that way, that just makes a massive difference.
Yeah, I mean, it shifts your whole worldview, it shifts your consciousness, it shifts your emotions, it shifts your energy. I can't understate it, and it may seem odd when I talk about this. I know 10 years ago, I would have rolled my eyes if someone had said this to me, but it's a truth now. It is the truth that underlines everything in my life.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's hard to explain to people who haven't had this kind of an epiphany like you right. and I have had. But it means your life has so much more meaning and so much more value. Now, what would you say is kind of a classic symptom? When you look at yourself before and after, what were some of the symptoms or the challenges that you were dealing with that made you go, there's got to be a better way? There's got to be a better way.
Yeah, I mean, look, I believed, bought the American dream. You know, I was taught that in terms of scouts and church and family. And, you know, I think that there's some truth to it, but I took it as the truth. And there's a difference between a little T and a big T with things. So for me, how it showed up was these people that I loved and was in my life, like I spent all my time pursuing stuff, you know? So I would work 50 to 60 hours a week, be on a plane one day a week, away from my family and friends, and then do that just to take, you know, a week of vacation someplace and I'm like, I'm missing all this time that I will never get back again. And I realized I'm chasing stuff that doesn't really matter at the end of the day. Stuff doesn't matter at the end of the day. It's the love that's created. That's what matters.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And having that recognition, one of the key messages that I receive from the divine is that they really want us to do three things. The first thing is be the love that is needed here right now. Love for yourself as well as love for everyone else. And the second thing is to notice the love that is already present here for you. And it's not obvious. This is a scavenger hunt. This is a, you know, trick of the light kind of thing. You really have to think about it and you have to go deep inside to understand this is a blessing. Every single moment in my life is a blessing. How is this a blessing for me? What is it prompting me to do or see within myself that is an opportunity for me? And the third thing is get together with other people, because every time you do, you create more love. And that's why you're here. This is literally the cutting edge of the divine. This is where the magic happens. And it's not easy. It's not supposed to be easy. We're here to grow and thrive and love it. And we have that opportunity, but we have to choose that. And sometimes it just seems so much easier to choose what society dictates, right? Work the long hours and travel all the time and never see your family. And yeah, it's hard to balance the coulda, woulda, shouldas with the daily opportunities. Yeah, that can be a challenge.
For sure. For sure.
That is incredible. Well, what was the big thing that you really had to let go of or overcome before you could allow yourself to truly accept the God within and the love that you are?
That is a wonderful question. So thank you for asking it. For me, it was, I finally had to let go and thinking I'm in control of everything, which I'm not. I mean, there's some things I have, but I don't control other people for sure. And I don't control the universe with things. I have to be okay with who I am, accept my imperfections, because they're not really imperfections. maybe they're gifts that help us all have different ways of helping each other out with things. But more than anything else, it's about humbling my heart and making that available and open and being okay that I don't have to have the answer for everything. I don't have to try and accomplish to be whatever society tells us. Because I can tell you with chasing stuff, you'll never get to that point. Like there's always more and someone else has more. And it's a crazy hamster wheel that you do not want to be on. Well, I know I don't want to be on it anymore.
Yeah, absolutely. And I really love what you brought up about your imperfections, because when I was having my stroke, I was in a little health center, and they gave me an aspirin and they asked me to describe a poster on the wall. And I totally understood what was there, but the words that came out of my mouth made absolutely no sense. And I felt great. I felt like it was a lazy Saturday morning. And I just wanted to roll over and take a nap. So finally, they let me take a nap. And as soon as I did, I felt like I was in this massive cloud and I was a part of it and it was a part of me. And I realized later that what I was seeing was atoms. That's what this cloud was. And I felt this question in my body or this statement in my body, this is perfect. And somehow I knew that whatever this was referring to me. And of course, like a good girl, like society has trained us, I'm like, excuse me, I'm not all that. I haven't solved world hunger. I haven't cured all the ills of the world. I haven't climbed Mount Everest. I don't speak multiple languages. What are you talking about? I'm far from perfect. And they said, okay, clearly you don't understand. You are designed with your skills, your strengths, your abilities, your talents, your interests, your preferences, as well as your hot buttons, your issues, your faults, your foibles, your things that drive you crazy. And all that comes together to create the perfect solution and exactly what is needed here right now. You are perfect because of your imperfections.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. That took a while for me to wrap my head around and to truly own, because again, society likes to make everything in a perfect little box, yep. Right? And if you don't fit the box, there's something wrong with you. And right. Yet, how many times, especially in the corporate world, are we asked to think outside the box, right? That's the irony.
Right. I mean, we are, and when you think about the billions of people that have come before us, that will come, and no one is the same. That's the amazing thing about it, is that we are all unique and wonderful. And I can't help but to think that that is love at work within the universe.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, you made me think of something and now it's disappeared, but oh my gosh, everything is love. And we have the opportunity to interpret everything as love. It was so interesting. I got a message recently that sometimes I thought the experience I was having in the moment, sometimes it matched my intention and sometimes it didn't. And so I only wanted to focus on the things that matched my intention and just disregard the stuff that didn't match my intention.
Right.
Well, I got this download that absolutely everything supports my intention. It's up to me to figure out how it supports my intention and to decide the way it supports my intention. So I have an example for you. I really love this author, R.J. Spina, S-P-I-N-A, and he's got a couple of books out, Supercharged Self-Healing and Change Your Mind. And one of the things that's so incredibly powerful about RJ, he was diagnosed with some massive illnesses. He was told he would be paralyzed from the chest down for the rest of his life, get ready to be a paraplegic. And he healed himself in 100 days.
Mm.
Completely. How? Connected with the divine. Yeah, with God. He's very, very close to God and lives from that space. And by reading his book, I got this clarity that there is my human self and there is my higher self. And I can tell the difference because my human self is very emotional and tends to react. My higher self is very objective, sits back, relaxed, enjoys whatever is going on, and then responds with love and compassion. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, okay, well, there's a little challenge to start to pay attention to. So I was walking with a friend of mine, and I love her dearly. She has a habit of complaining about whatever she's worried about in her life. And in the past, I would kind of put this bubble of positivity around myself, and I'd shove all that negativity away. It's like, yeah, I don't need that. And I suddenly had this realization, wait a minute, my higher self is whole and complete and perfect. The divine within is complete. There's nothing here about this that impacts my divine self. Nothing.
Right.
She's just having her experience. And all I need to do is be the love that she needs right now. I'm loving to myself because I'm accepting that I am my higher self. I don't have to get caught up in the drama and trauma that my human self loves to talk about and think about and savor and ruminate on. I don't have to go there. I can stay in my higher self and I can respond with love and compassion and just be there for her, send her love and blessings, and help her evolve into a better mental state. Because when she feels supported and loved and encouraged and empowered, all of a sudden, it's like that peripheral vision we were talking about. It opens up. I get her out of the tunnel vision into possibility, and now she can see a way through her dilemma. I'm not going to solve it for her. I can't.
Right.
And
right.
I can be the love that is needed here now.
Yeah. Yeah. And at times it's not words. It's just your point being, you know, being present and let them know that they're loved, and people will pick up on that. Like people know, people intuitively feel that energy.
Yeah, they sure do. Now, Don, it's challenging to get from point A to point Z. And you made the transition. And I'm pretty sure it didn't just happen like a stroke of light. It did not happen for me that way. Even though I had this incredible conversation with the divine, I didn't talk about it for 3 years. And I was told I had to share everything I'd learned. I resisted. I was like, no. And finally, I got to the point where it was like, oh, all right. So there are baby steps to go from where you are right now, not having this deep inner knowing and connection with the God of your understanding, to having that total, complete living from the God of your understanding. What's one or two little baby steps that we could take that would help us start to move in the right direction?
Well, for me, and that's a great question, because I think that that's maybe a myth that some people will have, is you have a spiritual awakening experience, whatever it may be, and that instantly your life changes. I mean, maybe that does happen for some people. I'm sure it does. But for most people, that's not that experience. I mean, I have my moments of doubt, of trusting in the universe, of my own selfishness. So I'm so glad you acknowledged that and kind of put that out there. For me, the first thing was just talking to other people that I trusted about it, to kind of describe what had happened, because I didn't know what to do with it, besides the fact I felt wonderful afterwards in so many ways. So for me, it was just like acknowledging it and starting to talk about it. But then I started to do other things that just kind of slowly connected me with the love that's there. I started taking time to meditate, to pray again, to read, to write, to volunteer my time for other people. So, and it didn't all, to your point, happen immediately, but that's what's happened in the couple of years since that night in February when I knew God was there. Yeah.
That is so beautiful, Don. That is really lovely. And I agree. All of those are great ways to connect. And I'm going to challenge people to do one more thing. I'm going to challenge you to come up with what I call I am goals. Now, I read about this in a book called A Happy Little Pocket Full of Money. Highly recommend you read it. A Happy Little Pocket Full of Money. And I will make sure that there are links to all the books that I recommend in the show notes. But One of the things that they were saying is I am goals are really, really powerful because they create your future right now. And I was like, okay, yeah, I sort of get it, but you know, it'd be so nice if there was an example in my real life where this actually worked, you know. And I was just trying to think of, yeah, have I ever done? And it suddenly hit me with a blinding flash of the obvious, you know, the God just goes, hello, you home? Are you paying attention? And I remembered my relationship with my husband. And I remembered a conversation that we had several times when we were dating and then since we've been married, where I would say, you know, honey, I am so happy and grateful for our relationship. I am so in love with you. I am more in love with you every day. I'm so thrilled that you don't see the world the same way I do because it expands my world. It enriches my life. And I'm so happy and grateful that we get to be together. Thank you. Now, I was really, truly, truly celebrating in that moment exactly how I felt. And then I realized, holy cow, it's 44 years later, and we're more in love every day. Whoa, it worked. Those I am goals are incredibly powerful. And especially when you bring that motion, the emotion, I'm so happy and grateful that. That's an incredibly powerful state of being. So I challenge you to come up with some I am goals and see what happens. It really, really works. Oh, Dawn, I love chatting with you and I could keep you here all day. Is there any final thing that you'd love to say to the audience?
I guess what I would say is that the love is there. Like it's inside you. It's all around you. See what you can do to discover it. For me, part of my spiritual awakening began with, I started to question everything in my life. Asking why is such an empowering and liberating word. Because for me, what it did was it expand my sense of spirituality and love. It didn't diminish it or close it in. So that for me was asking that question of why. You know, why is this happening? Why am I doing this? You know, why was I laid off from my job? That was really, for me, a trigger to the spiritual awakening.
There is so much more.
Yeah.
There is so much more. And it's hard to explain to people who haven't been there. And I encourage you to just relax and trust. There is so much more. The challenge with the human mind is that we want to understand everything. We want to control everything. We want logic and rationale. We want clear steps. We'd love a guarantee. You know, that's the mind. This is not the mind. This goes far beyond what the mind can ever understand or ever truly own. This is a physical in your body all-encompassing experience. And the best way to get there is to continually, no matter what's happening in your world, this is love. This is love. This is love. How is this love for me? How can I apply this? What is this showing me that serves me and empowers me and uplifts me and guides me? Because that love is an ever-present beacon that you share with the world. Dawn, you're amazing. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Elaine.
I want everybody to stick around because we're going to activate abundance in just a minute. Hi, it's Elaine Starling, the Abundance Ambassador. And I know since you're listening to this show or watching this show, The Abundance Journey, you really want to experience more abundance in your life. Well, that's why I wrote the book, 5 Steps to Activate Your Abundance. It's available for sale right now from Amazon, from barnesandnoble.com, and many international sellers. And I want you to pick up a copy because I'm really opening the kimono here and sharing all of the information you need to experience abundance in every single aspect of your life. The book's divided into 3 parts. Part 1 is called Meeting the Divine. This is where I share my near-death experience and the conversation I got to have with our higher power during my stroke. In part 2, Messages from the Divine, I share the best practices that I was given, the secret sauce in how life actually works. And so you understand really why you're here and how you can make the most of your life. So you love every single moment. And then in the part three is partnering with the divine. That's where I go into each of the five steps to activate your abundance and explain exactly why it works so well. So take a moment to pick up a copy. It's available as an ebook, a paperback book, an audiobook, and a video course. So however you like to absorb information, abundance is waiting for you. Don Young is freaking amazing. I love this guy. And he's so quiet. He's so like centered and grounded and whole and complete that God is shining through him in every moment. And I love that about Don. It made it a little hard to pick which one thing I get to do the Activate Abundance segment around. So step one is gratitude. And I'm very, very grateful that we got to have this conversation because you can feel Don's heart. You can feel where he's coming from. You can feel his deep love and appreciation for you exactly where you are, and that you will experience the richness and fullness of this connection whenever you're ready to. It's all available for you. Isn't it wonderful that there's someone like that who's holding that beacon of hope, that beacon of clarity for you? Don rocks. Love Don. The second step is to acknowledge something you heard that was an aha for you. And oh, there were so many things. I really struggled to pick just one, but I'm going to talk about when Don said vulnerable love, that he was willing to get vulnerable and notice love and be love no matter what. Well, I got to tell you, vulnerable love is the strongest force in the universe. Because when people feel the love that you project, it changes everything. So step two is acknowledge something you heard that was an aha, and that vulnerable love, that was the whoa for me. Step three is to appreciate the difference it can make in your life. Well, when I'm willing to show up as vulnerable love, open the kimono, admit to my faults, admit to my foibles, admit to whatever the thoughts were that were not supporting the conversation, and then show what I'm going to do differently and how I'm translating this to be love and be that space of love for others. That's huge. That is huge because it brings out the divine within. It brings out my true essence of the God within, and I'm living as God. That's what I want to do. I'm truly here to be that conduit for the divine, and I want to be a nice, big, wide, open conduit for the divine. Step four is to activate it by picking a different way to do it. So there are three different ways you can do it. You can grab your calendar and schedule time to do this. That's probably not going to work in this situation. Another thing you can do is create a physical trigger, like crossing your fingers or tugging on your earlobe to remind yourself to be that vulnerable love in every moment. The other way is to declare to people, I'm going to be vulnerable love, and I want you to call me on it. If you think I'm being defensive, if you think I'm being a little confrontational, I want you to say, hey, vulnerable love, this is a safe space for vulnerable love. And whoa, help me get there. And that's what I'm choosing. I want you to call me on it, hold me accountable for it, because this is truly who I want to be in every moment of my life, not just once or twice a day. Every moment, I am vulnerable love. Step five, celebrate your progress. This is how it works. It's not a one and done. It's not an overnight. This is baby steps. And how amazing that you have people who support you, like Don Young and me. There are so many people in the world who love you, who believe in you, who've never met you, and they don't have to because they feel your heart. They feel the divine within, and you are so blessed. Thank you for being you, and thank you for joining us today. I'll see you next time for the Abundance Journey.
You've been listening to the Abundance Journey Show with Elaine Starling. Visit theabundancejourney.com/podcastgifts to access today's gift, as well as gifts from our other guests. Tune in every week to activate abundance in your life and business. If something resonated with you, please share it with your friends so they can benefit too. Keep activating abundance, and we'll see you in the next episode.